I'm now joined in the studio with Sophie Vander, director and founder of Curatorial & Co. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
So, explain the setup. I know your gallery is online-based. Give us a little ins and outs of your gallery.
Well, I moved back from living overseas for 10 years and wanted to start a gallery here in Australia that was doing things a little bit differently. I saw the art world changing. I saw overseas art galleries closing down left, right and centre, and highly established galleries that have been around for generations, and they were all closing down. And I thought there's got to be a different way to support artists within Australia and overseas. So I came up with the online art gallery concept, but a highly curated environment. There are, you know, quite a few online art galleries that allow artists to upload their work and it'd be like a catalogue of their work that they can purchase from. But I wanted to create a space that was, I guess, like a traditional white wall gallery, but fully based online. So I choose my own artists, I choose the works that they show with me, and I kind of go from there. And I started the space really because I saw a real gap in the market between the people who are done buying the IKEA art print, the Etsy illustration, the piece that was going to be thrown out in 2 years' time when they redecorate, and the people that were ready to buy real art, real original art, but were too scared to walk into a white wall gallery. So there were those kind of late 20s, 30s and 40-somethings who maybe had their own home, really great jobs, and were ready to kind of invest in the Australian art scene or even, you know, international art scene, but didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
And so that's where the online art gallery came from, is to support emerging and mid-career artists while also giving a platform for those new collectors and also established collectors to find those new and emerging artists online rather than having to go into a physical space.
Right. So what the role of social media in the art world? Give us a little bit of a rundown on, because like you said, your gallery is online based. Social media and stuff like that, what's that role just generally in the art world?
It's super important for
me.
So it's actually where I find most of my artists, and whether that be in Australia or overseas. I purposely look for the artists who don't have a huge following, because I'm looking for the artists who are
different,
who not everyone knows, who don't have a voice yet, who are independent, who aren't represented. So I'm giving them a space that for unrepresented artists who are happily unrepresented and happily independent to show their works on a different platform. So social media for me, A, is where I find so many of my artists, and I love nothing more than getting lost for hours on Instagram and delving deeper and deeper and pushing hashtags and pushing tags and eventually finding some amazing artist who I did recently, you know, in Moscow, Russia, who's come aboard with the gallery. So, and who was doing this beautiful work, but she just wasn't being shown
and
recognised. So social media for that part of me, for my business, is hugely important. It's also hugely important for the business as far as getting those artists that I do represent out there and their work out there in lots of different ways. So whether that be I post the work and people see it, or perhaps the work is lent to an interior design company or a magazine company, they post a photo with my artist's work in it and then that goes viral. So there's so many different ways that we can support independent artists that's a little bit outside the box, but that that social media really, you know, it's a big place for it in the art world. Some people think it's a bad thing because, of course, that leads to copycats left, right and centre. And it also leads to people ripping off artists, which is the really sad downside of it all. I'm very, very aware of going to find those artists that have had stuff posted of theirs and re-tag it and make people take it down, and I'm a bit of a hunter when it comes to things like that, and I do get really annoyed when people post work of any artist, not whether it's my artist that I represent or not, without crediting them. Whether that be a photographer's work or whether that be an artist's work who appears in a photograph, whatever it is, you must credit, and that's the downside of it. But overall, it is a very positive thing. And I think that's where online is really great for artists and gives them more, just the more places you can show work, the better.
Right.
That's what I think.
100%. Sounds wonderful, by the way.
Thank you.
So looking at the conventional art gallery where you walk in, you buy a piece of work and you take it home, how is the process of buying an art gallery through an online based gallery and, you know, you getting the artworks in? How does that process work?
The physical, like start to finish? Well, yeah. It's a whole lot of behind the scenes grunt. You know, well, it starts with, you know, the artist, of course, creating the work.
That's right.
So I operate in two different ways. So either the artist keeps their work, sends me pictures of the work, close-ups, mm-hmm. different angles, that kind of thing, all the information, and then my team uploads it onto our, you know, curatorial and co platform, and then people click and buy, and we ship, you know, end of story.
Wonderful.
I do wrap it very nicely with a card and everything too. but you know, it also means that we have a commissioning process as well, so people can see works online. I love that artist, I love what they do, but I need a large 2 meter work. How do I do that? And so we work with between the artist and the buyer to commission work as well. So that's another process that kind of goes beyond the traditional click and buy, you know, platform. We also have an art consultancy business. So we actually, even though we are fully online, we do 2 pop-up shows a year. But I'm also, and my team are also on the road a lot, taking works into people's homes, into offices, into corporates to show them physically. Because I'm constantly surprised at how people are happy to click and buy from one side of the world to the other and have it sent without ever seeing it.
Yeah,
like recently I had a client from London buy 6 works sight unseen.
Mm, wow.
And we packed them up and shipped them over. And that was for a hotel development over in London. So I'm constantly surprised. But, of course, there are buyers who are a little bit more wary and really need to touch and feel and see. So we're aware of that and are very happy to kind of – for people to come into our office and see the works, for us to take into their space, to come to the pop-up shows that we do twice a year. But as far as the mechanics of the day-to-day goes, if the artist does keep the work with them, then they send photos. Or alternatively, if the work is with us, which is the vast majority – our team shoots the photographs, the work up close, different angles. We'll, you know, take them into our homes and shoot them in different scenarios so that people can actually see the work. We have the artists write a bit of a story, about the work, so that they can link themselves through the online website to the buyer. You know, there's got to be a connection. So we try as hard as we can to get that connection going. So we photograph, you know, Photoshop, you know, crop, blah, 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 and up online and away you go. So
sounds wonderful. When looking towards the future, how do you see art galleries in general managing their online and physical presence? Do you believe that more art galleries will also tap into the online sort of realm, or how do you see art galleries in general?
Well, I think even now art galleries who have a traditional white wall set up, they must have an online presence as well. And they're all getting very good at that. And catalogues will come out in a digital format that they're sent prior. You know, very rarely do you get a catalogue or an invitation in the mail now. It's all digital.
Subscribe to our newsletter.
To our newsletter, all of that. But I think there's going to be more of that, obviously. You know, I'm a little bit different with what I do now in that I am so highly curated that I really try hard to look for really incredible artists who are doing interesting things and the quality is really high. What I hope doesn't happen is that the online sphere doesn't get bombarded with art that no longer has a technical or quality level that's high. So I think we have to be really mindful of that and really careful that we still teach our artists, you know, the skills and techniques that have been handed down for generations.
Definitely.
That traditional galleries, I guess, would be more mindful of because the work is there in front of people and they can touch and feel it. I am very aware of that and I always see the work before it goes up online. But I'm sure that that's going to happen, that the less and less of that quality stays. And I hope we continue to, in our, you know, our institutions and our art institutions continue to really train and teach and mentor our young artists to make sure their level of quality is still really high and their technique's really high. But as far as the actual sales and business side of our galleries, like I said, we've already seen so many around the world fall off the perch because they haven't been able to, whether it's, you know, to do with the global, you know, financial crisis, whatever, regardless of that, there's been dozens of those throughout the centuries. But we've seen maybe in the last 10 years so many galleries close down. So I think they have to get savvier. But I think what's happening also is artists are getting savvier. Because I think they can now be more independent without relying so heavily on traditional galleries. What I do is represent independent artists. So they just giving them another platform. Artists love to work. They just want to be in their studios painting, creating, sculpting, whatever they're doing, photographing. You know, they don't want to be out selling their stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of them. a lot of them are very happy to, and there are those that do it very, very, very well. And they might have 300,000 Instagram followers and be selling very well. And that is phenomenal. But for those artists who don't find that a comfortable place to be, they're going to still need that gallery environment. And whether that's physical or whether that's online or whether that's a bit of both, like what I'm starting to do as far as the pop-up shows go, I think it's changing. But I think artists are getting smarter, and I think us curators have to keep up with them.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Tony.